Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for submitting this strong draft. Just maybe a general comment here. We support strongly the inclusion of indicators in the Oslo Action Plan. This represents a significant progress in terms of providing states and the wider sector with the tools required to measure results more effectively, to draw lessons and envisage correction measures if necessary. The association of specific indicators with individual actions, as suggested by the delegation of Belgium and other delegations, would, in our opinion, greatly enhance states' ability to track where progress is being made and where further attention may be required. And this would be the case throughout the 5 years period. The ability to measure progress being made towards achieving the actions will depend on an agreed understanding by states of what this means. And to this end, it would be advisable, in our opinion, if concrete targets were agreed for each indicator, and that those targets are measured from a baseline which is predefined. The fact that most, if not all, of the indicators that have been presented can be gathered through existing reporting channels is very important and advantageous and will limit the burden on both states when producing and the committees when collecting data and information. If you allow me just a comment on the comment by the EU referring to the contribution of mine action to stabilization. We feel it would be important to here to clarify exactly what is meant under the notion of stabilization, which might mean different thing to different people. So there might be some need here to be a little bit more clear and specific, I think, on what stabilization means before creating that particular connection, in my opinion. Thank you.